You're listening to All News All Morning on the Mudlodes News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. In the studio this morning is Patrick Michael Carnahan. Patrick is the founder and CEO of the 32nd Annual Sonora Celtic Fair. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Mark.
You started this 32 years ago.
Yes.
How did it all begin?
It all started out as an art show. I had been living in Ireland over in Westport, County Mayo, which is on the west coast of Ireland. I got a job teaching senior citizens how to plein air, which is outdoor paint, and I'm an oil painter. So I accumulated a lot of artwork while I was teaching others, and I decided to bring some of those pieces back with me that I didn't sell when I was in Ireland. And so St. Patrick was rolling around St. Patrick's Day, and I thought, well, it'd be nice to maybe display them in Tuolumne County. And so I went to the Central Sea Arts Council and said, I got this great idea. I want to do an art show and do a reception. And they backed me with a stipend. And so we did it at the Creekside Building. And then I brought in a couple other artists, too, that did paintings of the Celtic lands. And then I decided, well, we got to have music for the reception. So then I hired Golden Bough, which was one of the few Irish Celtic groups in the whole state of California back in the 80s. Got them, and then I hired another band, and then some poetry, and then people say, hey, we got some decorations from our trip to Wales. Can we decorate? And I said, okay, well, we better have Guinness. And so, you know, one thing snowballed to another, and the first year was called a Celtic celebration of St. Patrick's Day with art and music.
Well, the fair takes place this Saturday and Sunday at the Mudlode Fairgrounds. It has placed Sonora on the international map.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's actually the very first modern-day Celtic fair, festival of its kind in the United States of America.
And people do come from all over the world.
All over the world, yeah.
And because of the number of visitors visiting the Celtic Fair, it is a major boon for the local economy.
It is. In fact, I understand from most of the lodging folks, they're completely booked up this weekend. You'd be lucky to get a room. Everybody will benefit, the restaurants, the supermarkets. You know, a lot of people rent cabins and buy food, and they definitely go out. So downtown will be, of course, a lot of folks here.
The Celtic Fair nearly takes up the entire length of the Mudlode Fairgrounds, and it's almost as busy as the actual fair itself, minus the rides.
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, we actually take up more room when you think about it, because we utilize basically everything there now. I mean, we definitely expanded a lot bigger than probably the fairgrounds capacity, but we keep it there. One of the big aspects of this particular fairgrounds is it has the large arena. And we hold the jousting championships in the arena, as well as this year for the first time. We're going to do the foot combat there, too. So you can see actually both forms of combat in the same location from the same seat.
Is this a family event?
Very much so. Yeah, we cater to families, education, and we try to make it cross-cultural so people from different backgrounds could get something out of it. In fact, this year, for the very first time, we're introducing Native American dancers that are coming out Saturday. Many that are Miwok from our local tribe and area, and then from some of the Valley tribes are getting together to put together a union of dancers that are going to actually perform their Native American costumes along with Scottish bagpipers. So we're going to have some cross-cultural celebration going on Saturday.
What else is new this year?
Well, of course, this year we've added more competitors to the main event, which is the international jousting championships. Probably the biggest thing is we have a female competitor for the very first time. Her name's Jacqueline. She's coming down from, I believe, Toronto, Canada. She's flying in tonight, and she's going to compete against the men. And there's quite a few men competitors from the world that are going to be there. And so we're kind of looking forward to her participating, and we know that March 8th was International Women's Day, so we're celebrating that by having the first full-contact female jouster. Now, you got to remember, Mark, women don't usually compete against men in any sport, so this is one of the first.
Let's talk about some of the other highlights, the food.
Oh, we have lots of food. If you like traditional food, you won't be disappointed. We have Scottish food. We have bangers and mash. We have Welsh pasties. We have as well as we have that wonderful haggis. We got traditional Scotch ales, Irish beers. This year we've introduced the whiskey tasting experience, which will pit Irish and Scottish whiskey and Welsh whiskey. We just had a new competitor from Wales. So it should be a lot of fun. That's in the Creekside Building. That's a new event, and it's very cultural. We talk about how single malts and blended whiskeys are actually made. So it's educational. You'll learn how that these products are made because it's a big part of their culture and their exports. Plus, the marketplace is huge this year. We have over 100 vendors or more.
And a lot of music to listen to?
Tons of music.
What time does the fair run this Saturday and Sunday?
Okay, it runs on Saturday. It's 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock. After 7 o'clock, we have a special price ticket for a ceilidh. Ceilidh is a Celtic word for a party. And we have featured bands, plus a lot of entertainment. We'll have some sword swallowers, some fire eaters. Just a lot of fun little stuff that you wouldn't see during the day will be at the ceilidh that night. And the ceilidh goes to 11 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we open at 10 o'clock, and we go to 6 o'clock. And we try to accommodate people for the time change.
Parking.
Parking, we got it dialed in this year. We're actually so happy that Tuolumne County Transit has teamed up with the Celtic Fair. And we also have our wonderful Black Oak Casino, who's always been participating and helping with the shuttle. It'll be the county transit bus that will run from the Junction Shopping Center and Walmart. And Black Oak Casino shuttles will run from the high school parking lot at Snore High School across from the pool, as well as Seventh-day Adventist Church, which has a huge parking lot of over 400 cars.
Tickets available at the gate?
Always available at the gate. Yeah, you can get them at the gate, no problem.
And is there a website?
Yes, there is. It's SonoraCelticFair.com. Fair is spelled F-A-I-R-E. You get all the information there about times, the schedules for the jousting, the bands, and then all the vendors are also listed. So everything is on there.
For those who have never gone to the Celtic Fair, are you expected to dress in costume?
That's really up to the individual. We encourage always people to dress in typical fashion. If you're a man who have a kilt, you wear your kilt. Women wear, you know, bodices. Renaissance costumes are highly acceptable since we honor over 2,000 years of history. I mean, you could come as an ancient Celt. You can wear anything you want to. And if you don't want to dress up, that's fine, too. It's not a Halloween show here. It's just come and have fun. Bring the whole family out. There's something for every age.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark.